Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Bimbo News. With your hosts, Allie Siegel, Melissa Stecky.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll cover everything from viral news stories to pop culture to things that we watched on TV during the week. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. You'll get 2 to 3 true crime episodes a month, plus access to all of our other episodes and videos and ad-free episodes. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you'd like to be on our mailbag episodes and join our amazing web crawlers community. You guys are so sweet to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't even leave
y'all
voicemails
nice.
For us. Yeah, you guys just leave voicemails for each other.
I know, it's
really
very
cute.
We just play them.
Yeah. You guys are just like calling each other out because you don't have each other's numbers and just talking to each other. We love it. The number is
626-63-4-2069. Nice.
Melissa, who are our patrons this week?
We have Ricky L.,
Ricky Lake. Yeah.
Crystal M.
Can't think of it. Come yeah. On.
And Adam B. Adam, boyfriend of Allie.
Oh, yeah. That'd be really funny if he just did it. He didn't want me to know he was a patron, so he just did a fake name. Guys, welcome to the team. We're so excited to have you. Let's get into it. This week in Weird. Airplanes be at, not even airplanes, it's just Boeing, right?
Boeing is at it again.
And I heard someone say it's because like they all have the same expiration date or something.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like a good explanation, right? That they're all just like failing at the same time because
I didn't even think of that. Yeah, how long are planes supposed to last?
Yeah, I don't know if airplanes have an expiration date, but anyways, let's get into what's going on this week with them.
Okay, so Boeing.
Yeah, they don't last forever.
Another Boeing plane lost an external panel in flight. So this wasn't a door. It didn't affect people inside. It was like a panel on the outside on Friday, it was going from San Francisco to Oregon. It says a 25-year-old plane revealed a missing panel.
Once Leonardo DiCaprio won't date it, it's time to get the plane off.
There it is. There it is. Goodbye. Yeah, it was like covering part of just the outside of all the wires and stuff on the inside.
But even if it didn't hurt the people inside, or maybe it didn't like fully affect the plane, pieces of plane falling out of the sky can't be good for the people on ground.
Right. Where did that land?
Yeah, it could have landed on someone's head or house, car.
Yeah, we've all seen Donnie Darko.
Yeah, exactly. Someone got Donnie Darko'd probably.
So yeah, Boeing's at it again. And then last week we mentioned that whistleblower guy who died.
Yeah.
So apparently a family friend came out and said that this guy, John, told them, if I die, it's not me. I would not commit suicide.
That's so crazy.
Another layer in...
Yeah.
Craziness. Also, I was reading, like, they said that there was like some sort of note on the seat next to him, or maybe they said it was like a piece of paper. They haven't said what it is. It could have just be anything. They didn't say it was like necessarily
weird,
but they haven't said what that is. It was just in the car.
Also, if you feel the need to tell someone, if I suddenly die, it wasn't, yes, it wasn't me, then something is up. Like, you know,
something's up.
This whole thing,
you know,
is
you're
weird.
Like possibly in danger.
Right. Like you've been threatened or someone's after you.
Threatened, yeah.
This whole thing is really scary and weird.
I know. It's so weird.
Yeah. I mean, I would check. It's crazy that they haven't just taken them all off, like the flight.
I know, right?
I mean, if I was a pilot and I was like, I showed up and it was right. A Boeing, I'd say, I'm going to hard pass. Thank you.
Yeah, hard pass. I quit.
Yeah, someone else take it. So if you check what airplane, type of airplane you have, yeah, before you go on a flight, because I'd pass on Boeing.
I would not fly Boeing right now. I would not.
No, me either. I would say no, thank you. Mm-mm. No matter how long the flight is, I'd say no. Even if it was Los Angeles to Vegas, I'd say I'm going to drive instead. Yeah.
Nope.
No, thank you.
Not taking any chances.
Well, Costco, on another hand, has taken a bizarre big swing. I'm a real Costco head. They've sold interesting things in the past. Like they sell caskets and stuff, which is bizarre.
Oh, yes.
But now they're selling gold bars and silver coins.
Really?
Yeah, I guess like as an investment.
Sure. No, I feel like gold is a good investment.
I guess. So they're selling 1 ounce 24 karat gold bars priced at $2,000 in starting October 2023. So that's already happened. And I guess they sold more than $100 million in gold bars in a 3 month period.
Whoa.
Yeah. They said when we load them on the site, they're typically gone within a few hours. They also did that with silver coins. They're priced around $680. Wow. How much are they worth, like, regular? I guess gold ended up trading Friday at $2,178.60 more than 5% for the year.
I feel like if you can just buy some gold, throw it in your safe.
Yeah, and then keep it. Should we, like, buy
just
some
in
gold?
Just in case.
Maybe we'll use our Patreon money to buy some gold.
Yeah, I'm just
we just use the money the each month to just buy a bar of gold. We just Scrooge McDuck it. I don't really understand. Like, is gold a good investment? Here's a CBS News article. It says why you should invest in gold 2024.
I mean, you look at all the graphs, it's all just lines going up.
Yeah, that's if you're
that's all I need to see.
There's nothing on the X or Y margin. It's just a line.
it's just a line.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, it's gone up.
It says the interest rates are at 3.7% a year. That's pretty good. I think we should buy a bar of gold at Costco.
Ooh, it went up a lot in the 80s. Double or triple what it was in the 80s. Crazy.
Wow. It says between September 21st, 1976 and March 6th, 1978, gold prices jumped nearly 54%.
Just in 2 years?
A similar trend happened during the 2007-2009 recession. You know what? I've read that we're headed towards another recession.
I
think we should buy some gold.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Guys, this is a financial podcast now. Y'all, we got to buy some Costco gold.
Go to Costco. What is the cheapest one they have is the $2,000 one. You can't buy like a single, what is it,
like ounce? A flake? You're trying to go to Knott's Berry Farm and buy
how much
a flake?
Is gold? Wait, what is it? Costco, how much for an ounce?
Oh, this is a member-only item. I don't have my card with me to see.
How big is 1 ounce of gold?
It's just like a little, it's like a little square. It's like a...
Oh, it's like a...
Like a size of like a necklace. Not a necklace, but like half of a like hotel card that you would swipe to get into a hotel room. What about if you just melt down a bunch of gold necklaces?
Yeah, you could do that too.
Into a ball.
I want the gold.
Yeah. Oh, that's just that's good for St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day. We're talking about leprechaun gold.
One of the first viral videos, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it? I want the gold.
Yeah.
He might be a crackhead who got hold of the wrong stuff.
This one says why gold at Costco is a terrible investment and what to buy instead.
No.
Okay, well, guys, we'll look into this.
We'll get back to that.
And we'll get back to the gold stuff. But
we
might have to spend a month of Patreon money on gold and just see what happens. Yeah. All right, Meghan Markle.
Okay, so Meghan Markle launches a lifestyle brand, which is very funny amid all of...
Well, she used to have one.
Right.
A website, and then she stopped doing it once she became... She started dating.
Because
it was too weird. I love that she revamped it.
It's so funny. It's called American Riviera Orchard.
Okay.
Like what? I don't know.
Maybe she lives on an orchard in Montecito or something.
Oh, I bet they have an orchard.
Yeah.
But her blog used to be called The Tig.
What does that even mean?
Tig Notaro.
I was going to say it was a Tig Notaro appreciation blog.
So she returned to Instagram for the first time in nearly 4 years to announce her
project. Funny.
There was like a video. It was her cooking in a kitchen, arranging flowers, and there was like a fancy logo.
I love that petty bitch. She's like, you know who's not missing? Me. And I'm living the life of my dreams.
Yeah. So American Riviera Orchard.
I'll read it.
Okay.
I like her. I feel bad for what happened to her. I like her. I guess I don't know that much about her, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. Justice for Meghan Markle.
It's funny how there's so many articles that are like, leave Kate alone. And then like people put article next to it from the same person. That's like, what's Meghan Markle up to? Like it can't have it both ways.
Well, right. Also like that's the nature of writing, being like a paid writer for a website is they just hand you stuff of clickbait to try to get whatever SEO they can. Yeah.
Not falling for it.
No, not falling for it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I read this in the New York Post, but I don't know if this is real. It says Meghan Markle has reached out to Kate Middleton through back channels because she's genuinely worried. But I don't know where this came from. Like, there's no way Meghan's going to be like, I reached out to Kate.
Maybe, depending on what Kate's going through, I can see Meghan maybe being like, hey, I was fucked over by the royal family. Like, if the same is happening to her right now, maybe. Because I'm sure maybe they know what's going on. I bet they do. Yeah.
Right? Although William and Harry are, like, not on good terms.
Well, they're not on good terms with anyone, I think. Yeah. But I'm sure that there's, like, some sort of... cook or something in the palace.
There's
a chef in the palace who's giving them the insider details.
Shit's going down in the palace.
There's a royal guard. It's gotta be spilling info. This was crazy. I misread this at first and then people explained it to me, but okay, so we did an episode on the woman who owned L'Oreal and that whole family.
Lillian Betancourt.
Yeah, and she was that old lady, super rich, and she was kind of scammed by this guy.
Banier.
Yeah, and when she died, she left like a whole bunch of money in her will to him, and she would give him elaborate gifts. I think she gifted him like an island or something, didn't she?
Yeah, that he didn't want. He's like, there's nothing here. It's like mosquitoes and rocks.
Yeah.
Francois-Marie Banier.
Yeah, she was giving him all sorts of stuff and money. It turns out that the Marquis, but I heard that it's pronounced something less classy than that, like Chamondi or something like that.
Chamondi.
Something like that. Yeah. But anyway, so Rose Hanbury, the one that is allegedly having an affair with William, her husband, the Marquis, is allegedly like, quote unquote, very good friends with Betancourt.
No. With Banier.
Excuse me, with Banier.
The guy who was getting money from Lillian Betancourt.
Yeah. So her husband is very good friends with the scam guy.
Francois.
And the article said, quote unquote, very close. If you remember, the scammer was allegedly gay.
Oh, right. Yes.
It's alluding to the fact that her husband is in a gay relationship with him.
Okay. This article was like so confusing because I read it. I'd read it a couple times.
Me too. Because there's all the names. I'm like, what?
David Rock Savage, a.k.a. the Marquis of Shalom, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And also because everyone has several different names.
Yeah.
Because they have titles and then their normal name. So allegedly, that's what's going on over there, which is another element of this being crazy. Yeah. So...
yeah.
Weird stuff.
Banier's the godfather of their kids, too. Their
that's
twin
wild.
Boys.
Something is off with that whole... something going on over there.
Something's off.
This article made me laugh. So I guess this... you know what? I bet this is fake.
What is it?
Because now it says internet personality. So it says, man hilariously catches wife who gave up shopping for Lent at Target. So this woman, I guess, gave up shopping for Lent, and then the husband was at Target getting stuff, and then he ran into his wife who was shopping and buying things. But now that I'm reading the article,
are they like... they're TikTok people?
Yes, they're TikTokers. They're internet personality, and they uploaded a TikTok about it. Okay, never mind. This is definitely
Are lying.
Yeah,
you're getting those clicks.
Yeah, you fooled me. Well, speaking of fooling, did you see this article as crazy as the Wall Street Journal? I always knew I was different. I just didn't know I was a sociopath.
Yes, I read this.
I didn't read it. So I did my classic. I just read the title. What happened? What is it about?
I found it funny that she's like a former therapist.
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a very short article, but it's as a kid, she would like steal things and like not feel bad about it. And like she felt no guilt or no shame doing anything. Like if she did anything wrong,
weird,
she didn't feel bad about it. She started stealing like more things to like, because she didn't feel any sort of repercussions for anything. So she started like doing more and more crazy stuff, like just stealing everything. But she's like, I'm not a kleptomaniac. She's like, I was just stealing because I needed to feel something.
Right. She was
and like she realized when she got older that she like was a sociopath, that she didn't have any sort of guilt or shame. She felt no compassion. Like when her classmates like got hurt on the playground, she didn't feel bad for them. Pretty interesting. And like she said, her mom realized that she was a sociopath because like she just would like yell at her and she would just be like, oh, whatever.
This is fascinating. She says, for more than a century, society has deemed sociopathy, untreatable and unredeemable. The afflicted have been maligned and shunned by mental health professionals who either don't understand or choose to ignore the fact that sociopathy, like many personality disorders, exists on a spectrum. After years of study, intensive therapy, and earning a PhD in psychology, I can say that sociopaths aren't bad or evil or crazy. We simply have a harder time with feelings. We act out to fill a void. When I understood this about myself, I was able to control it. There is nothing inherently immoral about having limited access to emotion. Limited access or no access? I guess that's what she means about the spectrum.
Right. She says, she's like, now that I'm an adult, I can tell you I behave this way. There's research about anxiety and apathy and stress. I believe that my urge to act out was most likely my brain's way of trying to jolt itself into some semblance of normal.
Interesting. I guess the issue is like, you know, her kleptomania is someone else's serial killing, you know, because you don't have that sense of remorse or shame or regret. So it's fascinating that she had the level of self-awareness
to say it
and understand it, then go get her degree in psychology and really try to investigate it and control it.
Yeah.
I don't think that everyone... I wonder if there's a correlation between, like, IQ and sociopathy.
Serial killers or murders, people who don't feel bad about murdering or something.
Yeah, like, I wonder how you develop the moral... There must be an importance of, like, developing a moral compass along with
raised...
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like the sociopaths who are like raised in a good home, who are educated, know how to control their emotions. But if you're not given any sort of like tools to deal with it, that's how you act out in just like violent ways.
That must be like the real nature versus nurture thing, where like your nature is what it is, but it's like the nurturing aspect which would define, you know, your life path from it. Interesting.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I saw this on Twitter today. Chat GPT for music.
Oh, like that one AI lady song we played?
This is a new one called Sun-O. It's like startup. So they said this is the most powerful and unsettling AI creation I've encountered in any medium. Here's the song. It's like a Rolling Stones song. They said the prompt was a Delta Blues song about a sad AI entirely generated by Suno from a text prompt.
Alone, a bold, empty, bleak. I'm just a soul trapped in this circuitry.
Okay, that's creepy.
Yeah.
My heart used to be, but now it's cold and weak. All the pain inside me is hard to speak.
Why are all AI songs like that?
I don't know. It's creepy. I mean,
I have a new theory. I think that AI traps the souls of people who have passed on and traps them into computers, and they're screaming to get out.
I mean, I agree. I 100% agree.
Because both of the AI songs that we've heard are like, I'm trapped, like, get me out of this city. Like, I'm dying here.
I feel like you watch Selling Sunset or pretty much any reality show, like the songs they play that all sound like basic like ripoffs of Taylor Swift or whatever, like Ariana Grande, like they all are just like, wait, this is just a little off.
Well, now those are going to be AI before those, and that's what's kind of unfortunate. Before, those would go to musicians,
right?
And it would be like, you know, for $20 or whatever, $100,
right,
write this 2-minute song that sounds like this. But now they're just going to have AI do it,
I'm sure. Oh, that's crazy.
It sucks.
Yeah, it stinks.
It stinks. That's crazy.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at Burrow.com/ACAST. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Well, for entertainment news, this was scary.
Oh, yeah. Cara Delevingne's house burned down.
Did they say how it happened, or was it like electrical? Or she wasn't there when it happened.
She was not there. They said it was from the high winds and like electrical wire or something.
Scary.
Yeah.
Her cats were saved, thank God. Yeah. She has like these beautiful Persian cats, and the firemen saved them, thank God.
Did you ever see? Oh my God, this picture is horrendous. It's just all black and charred.
Yeah, and her house is beautiful.
It's in Studio City, I think, yeah. Did you ever see her Architectural Digest?
Yeah, her house is beautiful.
She had that ball pit.
Yeah.
And like themed rooms.
Oh, wait, maybe I'm thinking of the wrong. I'm thinking of Dakota Johnson's house. Maybe it was Cara
Delevingne's
house.
House was crazy. It was like a teenager got their first house and like just like put crazy shit in there.
Well, she's a little nutty.
She's a little nutty, but she had, I remember she had a ball pit room. She had a hat or a room was just full of hats, like funny hats.
Well, that's
that people
crazy.
Had to wear when they came over.
That's my worst nightmare. If I went to someone's house and they were like, you can't come in until you put on this funny hat.
Yeah. It was intense.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad her cats were saved, because I think she first thought her cats were dead, and then she found out that they were saved.
That's so sad. It's crazy.
Yeah, $7 million house. Hope she had fire insurance.
I mean, I'm sure she had insurance, of course.
Yeah, she must have. But God, scary, scary, scary. Yeah. That happened to Miley Cyrus, too. Remember, her house burned down in the Malibu fires.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, several, but this was like 10 years ago. It was her house with Liam Hemsworth or something. Yeah, really scary.
That's awful.
Well, in other entertainment news, apparently Ariana Grande and SpongeBob broke up.
They did?
Where did I read this?
After all that drama?
Yeah, well, maybe it's not. Did Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater break up? Maybe it's not for sure.
Who's Dalton Gomez? Is that the one before?
That was her ex-husband. That's her ex-husband.
Oh.
Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater sparked breakup rumors following a viral post on X Yeah, that's where I saw it. Oh, it says Ariana Grande has split up with Wicked co-star Ethan Slater, TMZ reports.
Oh, it was on TMZ?
Oh, and then it says there is no such report from TMZ on their website.
Oh, it just says according to TMZ, but there's no TMZ article.
Yeah.
You liars.
So we'll see if it's true or not. I might have been duped
for
the second time in this episode.
Oh, there's a community note that said no such TMZ story exists.
Yeah. Unless she squashed it.
Unless she squashed it.
We'll see. And then this is another crazy. Did you see this? Bruno Mars has a $50 million gambling debt at MGM Casino.
What?
Yeah. So he has a residency right now at Park MGM. He's for 8 years now, I guess. And
really?
According, yeah, and this is on Yahoo, but also a lot of different places. He's apparently racked up $50 million in a gambling debt.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is this why he's doing the shows, to pay them back?
Yeah, apparently. And he's had a lot of issues in the past. Like, he got pulled over for cocaine.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Bruno.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bruno.
Not sweet baby Bruno.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think he's so talented. He's not for me. I think he's super talented, though.
Yeah. He's always a good time.
Yeah, he's a good little dancer. He's a good performer. Time. Yeah, he's a good time. But, yeah, $50 million gambling debt.
Apparently, he takes home $90 million a year from his current deal with MGM.
So he just needs to perform for a year for free or something.
Wow.
I mean, that's crazy.
$50 million. I wonder what he plays. Poker?
The accordion. You mean, yeah, no, he does apparently play poker because he said on Carpool Karaoke that he loves playing poker.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's probably just like, put it on my tab. And then somebody at MGM was like, sir, your tab is $50 million now.
Sir, the taps him on the shoulder. You're in debt $50 million.
Yeah, sir, before you roll again, your tab is $50
million. Wow. That's
nuts. Yeah, so that's crazy. Another crazy story that we'll get into at some point once more
comes out.
Yeah, this Love Island. Excuse me? Okay, Long Island Love Triangle. So arms, legs, and a severed head were recovered from several locations around Long Island. Detectives are said to be looking into whether a love triangle gone wrong was a motive for the murder. I'll leave it at that because we're going to do an episode coming up about this whole thing as details unfold. They found just 2 days ago, I believe, more body parts.
Oh, my God. And they said the victims are somehow related to, or there was some sort of, there's like four people involved.
Kate Middleton.
Yeah, it's Kate Middleton. It's four people involved. And what was that thing I sent you where they were arrested on suspicion, but it was like holding a corpse or something, a corpse, which is not, you don't have,
not illegal to Weekend at Bernie's somewhere.
Yeah, you don't have to stay in jail. So they're all like out on bail or something.
It's like the Mother God thing, I guess. It's so crazy.
It's weird. Yeah. When there's more info, we'll
do an episode
get
on
into
it as it unfolds. Yeah. Television. Did you finish Love is Blind?
We're currently like mid reunion. So we're like,
this reunion is so messy.
It's so funny. It was a good season. It was very good.
It was a good season. I can't remember his name. I'm like never remember people's names, but the mullet guy who didn't end up getting chosen.
Trevor.
Yeah. He comes on and Nick and Vanessa are going hard this episode, which I like.
Nice.
And they're like, what'd you say his name was? Kevin?
Trevor. Trevor, the big muscly guy.
Yeah. They're like, Trevor, there are rumors that you had a girlfriend this whole time that you were on the show. Is that true? And he does the classic guy thing where they're like, oh, well, you know, she wasn't my girlfriend. Like, we were talking, but she knew I was going to go on the show. And if I found love on the show, you know, we weren't going to get back together. But then they somehow have the text messages between he and the girl.
Oh,
and he's like, I love you, baby. Like, I'll see you when I get back. Like, and then as soon as he gets off the show, he's like, baby, I can't wait to see you.
There was no one here for me. Even though he basically like proposed to a girl.
Yeah. And Nick's like, this wasn't your girlfriend, but you're saying I love you. And he's like, well, we were close.
We were close.
Yeah. And Trevor's like, yeah, you know, I was really hoping to find someone else because this relationship with this girl wasn't good. I knew I needed to get out of it. But so, you know, I went on Love is Blind because, you know, I'm usually toxic in relationships and I wanted to find something else. So like I knew that, Jesus. You know, since I'm a toxic person, I should go on Love is Blind. And I'm like, that is the perfect description of people who go on
at least
reality
he's honest.
Dating shows. Yeah, he's like, I went on the show because I'm toxic.
Wow.
Yeah,
and there was what's his face is Jeremy is now with Sarah Ann, who he lied about hanging out with.
So crazy. Yeah, they're living together for a year, I guess.
Yeah.
Now.
I mean, I guess the show was filmed over a year ago, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. Good luck to her.
Good and luck. She's the conservative, right?
No, the conservative was the one who was dating the preacher who now they're like homegirls.
Oh.
He's like, you know, we're going to date other people and that's fine, but we're going to communicate with each other. And I heard someone tweet like, oh, so they're just best gals now. Like,
wow.
Yeah, because neither of them wanted to have sex before marriage.
Right.
And they're like, oh, I know now why, because allegedly he's gay.
Oh, wait, that's the guy who was talking about getting a vasectomy?
Well, there's another couple where the guy was maybe going to get a vasectomy because she didn't want to go on birth control pills.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. That was a different couple. Yeah, they're still together.
Couple. Are they? Yeah, they're married.
Right.
Yeah, they're married.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they seem like they're getting along really well.
Yeah. They seem good together. The only good couple from the season.
Yeah. Although I feel like I didn't really get to know them. Like, I don't really remember
them from
the show. I know.
There was not a lot of drama. They were just kind of like, yeah, we like each other.
Yeah, they were just like dating. Yeah. And a lot of the previous couples were on.
Oh, right.
Which was kind of weird. They were like moderating and stuff. So that was interesting. I watched a little bit of Love is Blind Sweden.
Oh.
Yeah. I dubbed it in English.
Are they all blonde?
Surprisingly, no.
Wow.
I think they chose like a lot of people who had immigrated to Sweden as well.
Oh,
because
okay.
Some people were like Russian and things like that.
Everyone's named Jans.
Yeah, seriously. They move quick in Love is Blind Sweden.
they don't have time for bullshit.
No, they don't got time to fool around. I don't know if it's like the editing is different or what it is, but like 2 dates in, they're like, I love you.
Wow.
So I don't know. It kind of hits different because I don't think it's translated quite the
same. Oh, yeah. The overdubbing is always like, hello, how are you doing? I think you are great. Let's go to the store.
Yeah. Then I'm like, now you're in love? Huh? Like, what? But it's kind of funny to watch it from different. Yeah. I didn't watch the whole series. And have you watched The Gentleman on Netflix?
No. What is this?
Oh, my God. It's fun. It's it kind of feels like a Guy Ritchie series. It's not by Guy Ritchie, but it's like it's British. It's about.
Charlie Hunnam.
Oh, did he produce it?
Oh, no, he's in it. He plays Raymond Smith.
Oh, they must have. No, that must be the movie.
Oh, The Gentleman. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the Guy Ritchie movie. Oh, okay.
I wonder if they turned it into a TV show.
Oh, I wonder.
I wonder if it's the same as the movie, but turned into a TV show.
Oh, Oh yeah, Gentleman is an action comedy television series created by Guy Ritchie. It's a spinoff of Ritchie's 2019 film of the same name. Okay.
Oh, interesting. That must be why I thought Guy Ritchie, because I've heard of the movie before. Yeah, so when Aristotle... Oh my God, can I read?
Aristocratic.
When aristocratic Eddie, who's played by Theo James, who's cute, inherits his family estate, he discovers that it's home to an enormous weed empire and its proprietors aren't going anywhere. So he finds that, like, there's a secret, like, tunnel under his huge, like, palatial palace that he lives in England. And these, like, these drug dealers are growing weed there, and it's like one of like the biggest weed empires in England or something. And he finds out about it once he inherits the estate, and it's just about like what happens. And it's like a fun crime kind of thing, done in like a style of Guy Ritchie kind of. It's cute. It's, well, I don't know if it's cute, but it's fun.
It's really adorable.
One thing that was adorable that I surprisingly watched was Ricky Stenicki.
What is that?
Oh my God.
Ricky Stenicki.
So, it's on Amazon Prime. If you guys know anything about me, it's that I am a huge John Cena head.
I was like, of course, it's got John Cena in it.
He is literally my favorite actor. Like, I think he's so amazing.
Oh, Zac Efron.
Who looks crazy.
Did you see the wrestling movie he was in?
I did not. I heard it was good, though.
I liked it. It was pretty good. He was great in it.
Yeah.
And he looks so different.
My man's looking wild. I don't know. I feel like he got hurt somehow and had some sort of surgery.
Oh, is that what? Yeah, he had some sort of...
like jaw surgery or something.
And also, like, for this wrestling movie, he fucking... looks like a bodybuilder. Like, he really... So I wonder if that kind of changed his face too.
It's a Farrelly Brothers movie, directed by Peter Farrelly. Three childhood friends like pull a prank when they're a kid, and they get in trouble, and they say no, they make up a fake friend. They say no, it was our friend Ricky Stenicki actually did it. And everyone's like, okay, whatever. And so then throughout their life, they blame everything on this fake friend, Ricky Stenicki. And so then as adults, someone's like getting married or something. I can't remember what it was. And everyone's like, we want to meet Ricky Stenicki. So then they hire John Cena, who they meet in a Vegas bar or something, to play their friend, Ricky Stenicki.
Now that's fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's stupid. Listen, it's not like a good movie, but if you feel like having some cheap laughs while eating dinner, it's good. And honestly, John Cena is an amazing actor.
He is hilarious.
His comic timing is...
it's great.
He's better than a lot of comedians. Like, yes. He's got
the
chops.
Oscars, he was hilarious.
Yeah, so if you're a Cena head, yeah, you got to watch Ricky Stenicki. I think that's about it for this week. Did you watch anything that you feel like?
I did watch Back to the Future 2.
Is that the Western one? Which one is that?
No, Western is 3.
Oh.
It's a great, it's Which a solid, two? Back to the Future 2 is a solid movie.
Which one happens in 2?
When they have to go... So the first one was like the Enchantment Under the Sea dance.
Yeah.
And then the second one is because Marty messed it all up. He has to go back and Biff gets the almanac.
Oh, right. He's all rich and like owns the...
Yeah. Biff is like the Trump.
Yeah.
So he has to go back and make sure that Biff doesn't get the almanac.
Yes. Okay, I remember. Those are good.
Yeah.
Those are fun movies.
They're so good.
They are really good, and they hold up.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, let us know if you've watched anything, if you've seen Ricky Stenicki, or if you've or if you know anything about Bruno Mars's gambling debt, or about Boeing. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks. Bye.
Bye.
All the news you can handle. Bimbo News. So tune in to this channel. Bimbo News. Everything you want to know. Bimbo News. About recent news and TV shows. Bimbo News.
Powered by Acast.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.